Hello, this is Tom Castaldi, and today we're out on the Heritage Trail looking west across the St. Mary's River at Theme Drive. It's Camp Allen Park, the little playground tucked into a quiet portion of the Nebraska neighborhood on the west side of the St. Mary's. Arguably one of the most exciting events that ever took place on the old Camp Allen grounds made baseball history. Organizers in Fort Wayne around 1870 had built a baseball diamond on the grounds of the old camp that featured a fine grandstand. So elaborate was this structure that the locals dubbed it the Grand Duchess. Baseball had been played as an organized sport in Fort Wayne since 1862, when the Summit City Baseball Club played a gentleman's version of the game in a private park on South Calhoun Street. The area today, occupied by the Lester L. Grile Administration Center of the Fort Wayne Community Schools, was the location of the city's first regular baseball field. It was at this site that the Summit City Baseball Club played its games against other area teams such as the Twitewees and the Keystones. Back to the Camp Allen site. After the Civil War, a new ball club called the Kikiangas, named after the original Indian town at the Three Rivers, was formed. They played in a rough and tumble early professional circuit that took them to Cincinnati, Chicago, and Troy, New York. On March 17, 1871, several leading baseball team owners gathered at Collier's Cafe in New York City and organized the nation's first professional baseball league, the National Association of Professional Baseball Players, the forerunner of the National Baseball League. Among the first teams in the league, along with New York, Cleveland, Boston, Philadelphia, Troy, and Washington, was the Fort Wayne Kikiangas. A coin was tossed to see which team would play first, and the nod went to Fort Wayne in Cleveland, with the game to be played in the new ballpark in Fort Wayne. So it was that right here on old Camp Allen grounds that the nation's first professional baseball league game was played. It happened on May 4, 1871. When the Fort Wayne Kikiangas hosted the Cleveland Forest Cities. When the day of the game arrived, Fort Wayne fielded the youngest and most inexperienced team in the league. The Kikiangas boasted, however, several star players from the recently disbanded Baltimore team, including Bobby Matthews, one of the inventors of the curveball. The game day was a rainy one, and only about 200 spectators witnessed the event. The reporter for the Fort Wayne Gazette praised the good-natured crowd, and he cheered in every way the gentlemanly conduct of our visitors. The reporter added that the umpire, Mr. Bowick, gave all his decisions with promptness and gave the greatest satisfaction to both sides, which is seldom the case with one having so difficult a duty to perform. The Kikiangas won 2-0, which stunned the home crowd expecting the thorough thrashing by the Cleveland club. The Fort Wayne journalist called it a miracle. Being the first professional league game, it was one full of records: the first walk, the first strikeout, the first double play, unassisted at that, and the first double. As it turned out, the Kikiangas went on to compile a lackluster record, and by mid-season of the first year, the team folded. Its place in the franchise was taken by the Brooklyn team, later known as the Brooklyn Trolley Dodgers.